Virginia's legislative session is in full swing, and the Family Foundation of Virginia has provided critical updates on key battles shaping the future of the Commonwealth. From constitutional amendments to protect abortion access to legislation defending women's sports and parental rights, these issues highlight the importance of active engagement in the legislative process. Please watch today's edition of Speak Up, Virginia. Key legislative issues 1. Constitutional amendment on abortion. Democrats have introduced a constitutional amendment seeking to guarantee unrestricted access to abortion. The proposal raises significant concerns, including elimination of parental rights. The amendment overrides existing laws requiring parental consent or notification for minors seeking an abortion. In regulated practices, it would make safety standards for abortion providers unenforceable, jeopardizing the health of women. Protection from accountability. Those involved in performing abortions would be shielded from legal liability, even in cases of negligence. The amendment must pass 2 legislative sessions and a voter referendum to become law. Pro-life advocates are working diligently to prevent this from advancing. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. 2. Protecting women's sports. Efforts are underway to preserve fairness in women's sports by restricting participation based on biological sex. Advocates, including national spokesperson Riley Gaines, emphasize the need to ensure opportunities, scholarships, and awards remain available for young women. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears echoed this sentiment, saying, "We need to make sure that women's sports are for women." Although the Senate committee has delayed advancing the bill, supporters remain hopeful and are calling for continued grassroots advocacy. 3. Threats to homeschool religious exemptions. Bill SB 1031. This proposed legislation seeks to weaken religious protections for homeschooling families. If passed, it would jeopardize the ability of parents to educate their children in alignment with their faith, marking a concerning step backward for educational freedom. The Family Foundation urges homeschooling families to contact their legislators and voice opposition to this bill. 4. Moral accountability in public life. In national news, U.S. Senator Tim Kaine challenged Trump's defense secretary nominee, Pete Hegseth, on his personal failings during a confirmation hearing. Hegseth responded with humility, acknowledging his past mistakes and emphasizing his redemption through faith in Christ. This exchange highlighted the ongoing tension over morality and accountability in public office. Action steps for Virginians. The Family Foundation encourages citizens to stay informed and take action to influence these critical issues. Here's how you can help. Participate in the March for Life. Join thousands of pro-life advocates in Richmond on April 2nd and DTO Make Your Voice Heard. Attend Mama Bear Day on February 4th. Advocate for parental rights and educational freedom by meeting with legislators at the General Assembly. Engage with your legislators. Contact your representatives to express your views on important bills, especially SB 1031 and measures protecting women's sports. Final thoughts. These legislative debates underscore the importance of protecting life, parental rights, and fairness in sports. As the Family Foundation works tirelessly to represent these values, they invite Virginians to join the movement. For more information on how you can get involved, visit familyfoundation.org. Together, we can ensure that Virginia's laws reflect the values that matter most.